Dumisa, di ako suki sa. Yeah. nisiwe ngeka malika yesu sishikalelwe ngeka malika yesu sakali uyabaleka yesu oh, oh.
Clap your hands tonight. Can you feel the presence of God? Are you believing God to touch your life? It is clear to us that God has come to visit us here in Mthatha. And he's using his servant greatly to minister his power. Tonight, as he ministers the word of God, our lives will not be the same again. He's ready to minister that power and to minister the word of God. If you are ready to receive, stand to your feet and let's welcome evangelist Dagiwa Mills. Jesus, thank you.
Yes, ndiyabulela.
For being present with us.
Ukuthube khona kule ndawo.
Guide us.
Sikhokele.
Wonderful Master, Holy Spirit.
Wena moyo ngcwele olungileyo.
Lead us.
Sikhokele.
Wonderful Master, Holy Spirit.
Moyo ngcwele olungileyo.
Send your angels.
To Mthatha
today. Send your power.
Tuma mandla akho.
Send more than one angel.
Tumelingelosi ezininzi.
Send angels into our midst. Do miracles, signs and wonders. Convert our hearts by your great power. Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the name of Jesus, the Savior. Bind every activity of devils in the name of Jesus. Right now, put your hand on where your sickness is. Jesus is healing right now. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Receive it. Receive mercies from God right now. Receive grace. Receive grace. He's a healing Jesus. Father, I ask that you will touch everybody right now with your healing. Open the eyes of the blind. Touch every pain tonight. Every crippled condition. Send mercy. Send healing. Show kindness to your people. I thank you, Father. Lift your hand and thank God right now for his healing power. Thank you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for a moment. Miracles have already started. I want to thank the pastors for welcoming us to your city. We are very happy to be here in this wonderful city of Mthatha. Thank you for your hospitality and your great participation in Healing Jesus campaign. May your churches and your ministries be mighty from this time onwards. Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank our mayor for coming to the program and supporting this campaign. We are always thankful for the support of the mayors and the office, because Christ came to bring a change in every aspect of our society. And I believe that the mayor's office and the government of Mthatha will be blessed after this campaign in Jesus' name. We received a message from, I think it is Port Elizabeth. Since we visited the mayor and we pray there has been peace in the city after that time. So I believe this will also happen here. How many want peace in your city? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, I'm preaching about you must be born again. You must be born again. Tell the person sitting by you, you must be born again. There was a man of the Pharisees in John chapter 3 named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Wathi Rabbi, ndiyazi ukuthi wena ungumfundisi, akukho mntu unokwenza ezi zinto uzenzayo ingathi kanti akaphumi kuThixo.
Then Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Kuthwa wathi uYesu kuye, inene, inene ndithi kuwe, le nto uyithethayo ayiphumi kuwe, iphuma kuThixo. Ithi iBhayibhile wathi umntu kumele azalwe ngokutsha.
Hey.
Hey.
And Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?
Kuthi Nicodemus wathi kuyo, ndingaphinda ndizalwe kanjani sele ndimdala?
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Ndingaphinda na ndibuyele esibelekweni sikamama ndiphinde ndizalwe na?
Jesus answered,
uYesu waphendula,
verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Ithi iBhayibhile uYesu waphendula wathi, inene ndithi kuwe, kumelwe uzalwe ngomoya nangenyaniso, ude uzalwe ngayo awunongena ebukumkanini bamazulu.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Oko kuzelwe inyama kuyinyama, oko kuzelwe ngumoya kungumoya.
Marvel not,
ungothu,
that I said unto thee, you must
kumele
be born again.
Ungothuki xa ndisithi kuwe kumele uzalwe ngokutsha.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Ithi umoya uphekuza apho uthanda khona. Akukho bani unothi usuka ngapha uya ngapha.
Tonight I want to explain to you why you must be born again.
Namhlanje ndifuna ukucacisela ukuthi kutheni umele uzalwe ngokutsha.
This must be something very important.
Lento kumele ibaluleke.
Because Jesus said, except a man is born again, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God.
Uthi uYesu, de umntu azalwe ngokutsha, soze angene ebukumkanini bukaThixo.
If you don't enter the kingdom of heaven,
ukuba awungeni ebukumkanini bamazulu,
there is only one other place for you.
Kunendawo eyodwa ukuthi ungene kuyo.
Today there are many addresses. People have address. P.O. Box, so-and-so in... Do you have P.O. Box here?
Yes, sir.
P.O. Box, so-and-so in Tata. Is it? You have that?
Yes, sir.
P.O. Box, King Williamstown. P.O. Box, Cape Town. P.O. Box, what's the other town? The mayor said we should come there.
Mkanduli.
We are coming to Mkanduli in Jesus' name.
Mkanduli.
Yes.
Kuna banda banit abane delay sisis bole siti P.O. Box echoed. P.L. Box Mtata.
But in a few years' time, everybody will have only two addresses. P.O. Box 10334629884, heaven.
P.O. Box uthi 1 2 3 6 4 9 7 koma ezulwini.
Or
okanye
PO Box 788-2634L.
Okanye PO Box 722-3684 eSihogweni.
Everybody's address will either be heaven or hell.
Idilesi yakho iza khomba eSihogweni okanye ezulwini.
Yeah. All dead people you know are still alive. And I can tell you their address right now.
Bonke abantu abafayo obaziyo basaphila namhlanje ndingaxelela idilesi abakuyo.
Some of you have got sisters, brothers, cousins, friends, relatives who are dead.
Nina nino dadbenu abazala omalume nabo bonke abafileyo.
You think they are buried here in Imthatha? If they could call you. If they could call you. You see on your phone. The number will appear, some of them, the number will appear in red. Fire, fire.
Fire.
Yes. And some of them, the address, heaven. Yeah. All dead people you know are still alive. Jesus told the story of a rich man, very rich. He died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He was shocked. Maybe the rich man had been sick for some time at Imthatha Hospital. He knew maybe he was going to die. Maybe he thought, when I die, I'm dead like a dog. Or a cow. When he died, he may have been very surprised to find himself going down to hell. As I speak now, we are sure that at least one rich man from Luke 16 is in hell. One, at least we are sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure there are others. Because Jesus said, hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of heaven.
Hey.
Some people are also in heaven. Jesus said Lazarus was sick with sores. He died. And angels came and he was escorted to heaven in a convoy of angels.
Hey.
He needed an escort. Because there are a lot of evil spirits around. When you die, if you don't have an escort of angels, you cannot escape out of this atmosphere. Yes. So, tonight, you must listen very carefully. Because everybody is going to have an address. Either P.O. Box Heaven
no bangu, P.O. Box Izulu
or P.O. Box Hell.
P.O. box is Hoko.
Ask your neighbor, you, will your address be P.O. box heaven or P.O. box hell? Ask your neighbor.
P.O. box is Zulu, okanye P.O. box is Hoko now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
go.
You must be born again.
Kumele uzalwe ngokutsha.
You must.
Umelwe.
Why?
Kutheni?
Why must you be born again?
Kutheni nje umelwe uzalwe ngokutsha?
Jesus said, unless
uthu Yesu
you are born again,
oba uzalwe ngokutsha,
you cannot go to heaven and your address should be P.O. box heaven. You will therefore go to hell.
I saw the tilesi yako ikusezulwini uzawuya esihogweni.
Then it's very important to be born again.
Kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu azalwe ngokutsha.
Why do you have to do something two times?
Kutheni kumele wenze izinto kabini?
When you have to do an exam second time.
Kutheni kumele uyenze okwesibini lento?
Do you do matric? Are you allowed to do it twice? If you fail?
Yes.
Do some people do it twice?
Yes.
Why would you have to do matric twice?
Kutheni nje uzambhala kabini u10 wakho?
Are there people who do matric twice in Mthatha?
Kukhona abantu abakhe bawuphinde imatric yabo.
Why do they do it twice?
Kutheni niphinda nje?
Because the first time was what? Was not good. First time was not good. First time they had E, F, F, D. Do you have your results in E, A, B, C, or is it in A, B, C like that? F, F, E, E, D. The best was D.
G.
Double G.
Hey.
Double
D, D. Hey.
So the reason why you have to be born again is because the first time you were born, it wasn't good the way you were born. You were born in sin. Are you there? Psalm 51.
Indumiso 51.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. In sin did my mother conceive me.
Umama wandifumanela esonweni.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Umama wandifumanela esonweni.
Wow.
Wow.
You were born in sin the first time you were born.
Uzalwa kwakho kuqala wazalelwa esonweni.
And that is why you must be born again.
Yilonto kumele uzalwe ngokutsha.
You are shaping in iniquity.
Uye wakhawulelwa esonweni.
How many realize that sinning is the easiest thing for you? It is easier than being good. How How many realize that bad things, it looks more natural, like you are naturally born to be bad? Raise your hand if you have done many, many bad things in this life.
Hey!
Your mother will never tell you, from today, start telling lies. Did your mother tell you that? Naturally, every day you get up and you start telling lies. Hey!
Hey!
How many have told more than 250 lies since you were born? At the back there, if you have told more than 200 lies, raise up your hand. What about pastors?
Hey!
You don't have to be told. You just do it. In sin, you were born. It's the most natural thing. When you say you were born in water, like some snakes are born into the water, it means they are surrounded by the water. Did anybody tell you, you must commit fornication from now? You are now a fornicator from Monday. You are a fornicator from Monday onwards. Did anybody tell you? I warn you, from today, if you don't start fornication from Monday, you are going to be punished. Although nobody told you, you woke up and what did you start doing? What did you start doing? Fornication.
Hey!
Some of you are even grandmothers and aunties, but still you are doing fornication up to today. Is it true or it is not true?
Hey!
Hey! Why does it come naturally? Because you were born into it. Has anybody told you to be jealous? Has anybody warned you? From today, I warn you, become jealous from Friday. From this Friday, start being jealous. You just wake up and you start being jealous. Naturally.
Hey!
So we were born into sin. And that is why Jesus said, marvel not, do not be surprised that I said, you must be born again. But Nicodemus asked a very important question. Look at my size. Look at my size. How can I go back to my mother's womb? He told Jesus, look at my size. Do you know how big a womb is? Have you seen what a womb before? Oh, I'll show you. A womb is like, you see my hand? Like this. A lady like this. The womb is small like the hand like this. The whole womb is just small like this. So when you look at my size, how can I go back into the womb? And then Jesus explained, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. In other words, he is not talking about being born of the flesh. He said, unless you are born of the water and of the spirit. In other words, your spirit, or you must be spiritually born again. Physically, it is not possible to be born again. But your spirit can be born again. Hey! Mr. Evangelist, how can my spirit be born again? That is one of the great miracles of salvation through Jesus Christ. You see, everybody here has a spirit. Yeah. And the spirit looks just like you. If he's a man, he looks like a man. If it is a woman, in the spirit, he looks just like a woman with a Coca-Cola shape like this.
Hey!
In the Bible, your spirit is called the inner man, the man that is inside. At another place, it is called the hidden man, or the man who is hidden. Everybody has a man who is hidden inside. Yeah, yeah. Everybody has a man hidden inside you. And when you die, that man who is hidden is the one who comes out of you and goes to your new address. So when Lazarus was suffering on the floor and dogs were licking his sores, one day one of the dogs beat him.
Oh. Wakala.
And he died.
Wafa.
But as soon as he died, the man who has been hidden for 43 years, the man who has been hidden, for 43 years, came out and stood there. And angels came around him and escorted him to heaven. Hallelujah! The man who has been hidden. The rich man. was clothed in purple. He was in Johannesburg enjoying cigars and some beer.
Hey!
Hey! He was shouting at some of his servants. Suddenly,
yes, what did
and now
go.
The rich man was dead.
Is Jebi Safa.
And the man who has been hidden in him for 48 years came out of the body. No angels. But instead,
kodwa, watch on. Hey!
Demons!
I'm a demon!
Hey!
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 And he went straight to hell.
Where is the one
you saw? Where is
the one you saw?
He went to hell.
Why is dance as a hawkwind?
He went down.
Why is dance as
down, down.
It's dance as dance.
Down.
It's dance.
He went down.
Why is dance?
All the people you know who are dead. The day they died, many were shocked when the hidden man came out and was taken to hell. Was taken to heaven or to hell. No matter who. Even presidents of countries. Rich men. They were shocked. They couldn't believe it. That is why Jesus said, marvel not. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that I said to you, you must be born again. Listen,
Mamela.
As for your flesh,
go when you are my yako.
Even by now, you can see it will die soon.
You are born and go back. It's full pee and waden.
The stomach that was flat,
it sees to a best in pants,
has become bigger.
Go with your spas cool.
Some of you, when you were born, you were a lady, your shape was a Coca-Cola bottle shape. Now your shape has changed to canned
Coke.
Hey. You yourself can see.
Now we have born
that your body is going to die. Yes. But your hidden man, He will be alive. Where will you be? In heaven. Or in hell. Which one will be your home? 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 Oh yes. That is why God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
kodwa benobomo obungunaphakade.
Your spirit,
umoya wakho,
the hidden man is real. I know a lady,
ndazi usisi,
a very beautiful lady,
usisi ocikiziweyo.
She was blind.
Wayengaboni.
Blind.
Engaboni.
But she was married.
Kodwa echatile.
And she was in an accident.
Waba sengozini.
And they had to do an operation.
Kwakumele ukuthi bamenze uqhaqho.
When they cut her,
uba bemsika bemhlinza.
On the table.
Etafuleni yokuhlinzwa.
She had a heart attack.
Waphathwa inhliziyo.
And she died.
Wafa.
On the table.
Wafela kule ndaba.
But you know, in the hospital, there is a particular type of doctor called the anesthetist. They are specialists in bringing you back.
Kukhona ogqirha esibhedlele abangaboni bakwazi ukuthi baphinde bakubuyise.
After the operation.
Emva kuba bemqhaqhile.
She was sitting in her bed.
Wayehleli ebhedini yakhe.
The doctors came.
Ogqirha beza.
She told a story.
Wabali sibali.
The doctors could not believe because a lot of the doctors don't believe in God.
Ogqirha zange bakholwe ngoba abanintsi bogqirha abakholwa.
She said, when you were operating on me,
uthi babenindiqhaqha,
I came out of my body. And I was up in the operating theater. Then she described to the doctors what they were doing. This is a blind woman. She said, you did this. You did this. You did this. And the most amazing part, she described her wedding ring. She had never seen her wedding ring before.
See,
because when you die, the hidden man, if the outer man is blind, the hidden man is not blind. So she saw, she said, look, I had a ring like this. Then she said what the doctor said when they were operating on her. They were surprised. You see, brothers and sisters, there is a man inside. Real. He's just waiting for the day when your heart beating. As soon as that happens, eject. Eject.
Apume.
You see, Russia, they shot down two planes. Russian jets. Turkey, they shot them. When they shot the plane and the pilot sees that the plane is going to crash, he presses, and comes out of the plane. When your spirit realizes that the body, and the spirit is inside, I say, hey, I can't stay here.
I cannot stay here.
I can't stay. The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. It is when the spirit comes out, that means that you are really dead. The spirit
comes.
And you learn. One day it will happen exactly what I'm saying. It will happen to you exactly.
And
if you are not born again, you learn. You look, if angels don't come for you, evil spirits take you down to a place that is prepared for the devil and his angels. Wow. Tonight, you must be born again. When you are born again, the outside, it doesn't change. if you are fair,
uba ungumuntu obonakala ngathi yakhanya.
After you are born again, you are still fair.
Naxa uzelwe ngokuthi usenjeya.
If you are black,
uba ungumuntu omnyama.
After you are born again, you are still black.
Xa uzelwe ngokuthi usenjeya, usemnyama.
If you are a lady with a beautiful long hair,
uba uyintombi enenwele ezinde.
After you are born again, you are still a lady with beautiful long hair because the outside is not born again. You are born of the spirit. Your heart is born again. Your spirit is born again. Yes. If you are a prisoner and you are born again, you can be born again in prison, but you still be in prison. Whatever you are physically, you are the same. But the spirit is born again. That is why you cannot be born again by just being a member of the church that your mother was in. Maybe your father was in the church, so you are in the church. Your grandmother was in the church, so you are in the church. Or you were baptized in the church, so you are in... No, no. To be born again is you personally have to give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
You must be born again. You see, look at me preaching today. I used to go to church, but I was not born again. There are a lot of people like that. Yeah. One of my relatives. He was a Methodist. Yeah, in university.
A university.
Because he was a Methodist, he thought he was a Christian. Yeah. If I stand in a garage and I say I am a BMW, it doesn't mean I am a BMW. You shall know them by their fruits. Yes. Yes. I don't know the disease that he had, my relative.
And he has to see.
But he died in school. And he came back. He told me, he said, look, when I died, I descended. He was up in a building. He came down. Went down. He screamed. He was terrified. And he said, something was taking his hand to pull him in. But it left him. And he came back. Later, he became born again. He said it is the most frightening experience he has ever had. Today, look at my hand carefully. Whatever condition you are in, Jesus is calling you to turn away from your sins. As for sin, you are born into it. But your spirit, you can be born again. I used to go to church. There was nothing born again about me. Until one day, I asked the most important question I have ever asked. Do you want to know the question I asked? That I consider to be the day I asked the most important question of my whole life. Do you want to know the question that I asked? I cannot hear you. I said, do you want to... The question that I asked was, why did Jesus Christ die on a cross? I don't understand why. If you want to save us, save us. But why all this cross and all this
things?
That is when I found out. But the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness or washing away of sins. Yes. Yes. Look, you see your plenty sins? Only one thing can wash it away.
Yes.
Look at us. Even look at the pastors. No, no, there is no pastor here who can say he's a good person. None of us. Sin is around us. I thank God, you know, one day you will hear that I'm dead. Or I will hear that you are dead. When you hear that I'm dead, don't be sad. I will be with Jesus. But when I get to the gates of heaven, and I meet Peter, and the security angels at the gates of heaven, they will be standing there. And I'll say, excuse me, I'm coming in there, please. When the angel asked me why, the reason why I must go to heaven is the same reason for you to go to heaven. It's not because I preach to 1,000 people. Preaching to people does not wash your sins away. Having crusades does not wash away your sins. There is only one thing that can wash away your sins. That is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is powerful. When you receive Jesus, your spirit, not your outside. No. If you are tall, you are still tall. If you have not shaved, you have still not shaved. But your spirit is washed, clean, and you become a new person. White. That's what the blood of Jesus. Andre Crouch.
Lienza.
The first song that he wrote.
Uri Crouch, ingoma wayibhalayo.
Andre Crouch. The very first song.
Ingoma wayibhalayo.
That he wrote.
Owayibhalayo.
That Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
It will never lose
its power,
and it reaches.
Way down on Calvary.
will never lose its power. It will never lose its power. It will never lose its power. Even though you were born in sin, and you have done many bad things, the blood, you may have killed people, taking drugs, being a prostitute, the blood will never lose its power.
That
is what South Africa needs. That is what will change South Africa. The blood of Jesus. People will be born again. People will become new creations. People will be brand new. And the new people will create a new world and will create a new South Africa when you are born again. Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes. Don't walk. Don't move. Please. Don't walk. Don't move. Don't walk. Don't move. Please. Tonight, every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. If you are here today, and you want to be born again, the hidden man, the man that has been hidden, is crying to be changed. Why did God decide to change the hidden man? Because he is the main part of you is your hidden man. Right now, as every head is bowed, you know yourself that you are a sinner. God sent me here to Mthatha, to invite you. Look at me, everybody. Some years ago, I lifted my hand like this. There was a man standing at the back. I said, God sent me to invite you to Jesus. He did not know God. But that day, he gave his life to God. He was 18 years old. Today he's a pastor. He said, that was the day my life changed. Today is the day. Many people here, today is the day your life is going to be changed forever. Close your eyes. If you are here today, you want Jesus to wash your sins away, make you a new person with his blood. You want to be born again, then lift your right hand like this. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. You want to be born again, then your right hand must be up now. And say this prayer with me. In English first. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Everybody join in. Say Jesus. Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
But tonight, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me.
Give me.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
Lift your two hands, say, make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am giving my life to Jesus.
I am giving my life to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Lift your hands like this. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I accept you.
I accept you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
As my King.
As my King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me today.
For saving me today.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
My name is Tandaswa.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today. Ngicela sithethe emva kwami sonke bangcwele isixhosa. Ithi bawo ebusuku nje ndiza kuwe egameni lika Yesu. Ndiyavuma ukuba ndonile. Ndiyavuma ukuba ndinezono. Ebusuku nje ndicela uxolo. Ndicela igazi lakho ukuze lindihlambulule. Lisuse konke ubugwenxa ebomini bam namhlanje ebusuku ndinikela ngobomi bam esandleni sakho lawula ubomi bam khokela ubomi bam ndihlambe undenze ngcwele ndiyavuma ukuba uYesu uyinkosi yobomi bam Makalawule ubomi bam usukela namhlanje egameni lika Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now,
ngoku,
if you are here,
ukuba ulapha,
and you are serious,
uqinisekile
about receiving Jesus,
ngokuthi wamkele uYesu Kristu
as your savior,
njengenkosi.
And you pray this prayer.
Uye wawuthandaza lo mthandazo.
I am going to invite you.
Ndiza kumema.
To come.
Ukuthi uze ngaphambili.
To me in the front here.
Uze ngaphambili ngoku.
If you prayed with me.
Uba uye wathandaza kunye
nami. To give your life to God.
Ukunikela ubomi bakho kuThixo.
Like I gave my life to Jesus some years ago.
Njengoba ndanikela ubomi bami kuminyaka
ephakamileyo. Then lift up your hands.
Phakamisa isandla sakho.
Then lift up your hand and
come. Phakamisa isandla sakho ubale kuze ngaphambili.
Come.
Ubale kuze ngaphambili ungabi nathole.
I surrender all.
Kuthi ndinikela
konke. I surrender all.
Ndinikela konke.
I surrender all.
Ndinikela konke.
I surrender.
Ndinikela konke.
Surrender.
Sukhe zonweni zakho
I surrender Lift your hands, your two hands.
Phakamisa izandla zakho zozibini.
Everybody. Say after me, Satan. No, you must say it. Say Satan.
Listen to me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not follow you again. Satan. From today.
Me and you is finished.
Satan. I refuse you.
I rebuke you.
I reject you.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your two hands like this. Say, I belong to Jesus Christ. From tonight. I am born again.
I am born again.
From tonight. I belong to Jesus. Some of you are not saying it. Say it after me. Because the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, you'll be saved. So close your eyes. Close your eyes. And say, Jesus. Tonight
is my night.
I believe.
In Jesus.
I love Jesus. From tonight. I am following Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please write my name. In the book of life. From today. I am born again.
Hallelujah. It is Satan. Namhlanje ebusuku. Ndiyakuxhasa. Satan. Siyohlukana. Satan. Uyandiphumula. Ndiyakuxhasa. Ndiyakugotha. Ndiyakususa. Satan. Awunabango. Ebomini bam. Namhlanje. Ubomi bam. Ndibunikela kuYesu. Yesu Kristu. Lawula ubomi bam namhlanje.
Yes.
Ubomi bam.
Yes.
Usesandleni sakho namhlanje. Ndizelwe ngokutsha namhlanje. Ndisindisiwe namhlanje. Ndisindisiwe egameni likaYesu.
All of you who have come to receive Jesus.
Nina abaze ukuzamkela uYesu mamelani.
Tomorrow morning.
Ekuseni ngomso.
At 8:00.
Go 8 kusasa.
There is a special service here called the Power Conference.
Kukhona inkonzo elungiselelwe nokuthiwa iPower Conference.
For all of you who have received Jesus Christ.
Nonke ababambe apha bamkela uYesu.
You need to be taught the word of God.
Kumele ufundiswe izwi.
And that is going to happen tomorrow morning.
Lonke zakwenzeka ekuseni kusasa.
You will be taught how to be born again, how to grow up as a Christian. And then you are also going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every believer needs to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. It is also a healing service. And everybody must be here because the power of God will be here to heal you as well. So if you have received Jesus today, it is very important for you to be there at the conference. When you come, The counselors will also help you write your name and also attend to you. 8 o'clock in the morning. If you stay away from this conference, you have cut off something very important from your salvation. So make sure you come with a person standing by you.
Lift
up your book like this. Father, let this book be a point of contact of salvation, healing, and spiritual growth. Everybody who is holding this book, as you read it, God's power and light is coming into your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen. Tomorrow is the last day of this crusade. I want to ask you something. How many believe that Mtata needs Jesus and needs to be born again? More of the people in Mtata need to be born again. Tomorrow night is the last day of this campaign in Mtata. I want to ask everybody here, when you are coming, do not come alone. Amen.
Amen.
Is that something you can do for Jesus? Come to this crusade tomorrow with at least 10 people from your area and your house. I was 16 years old when I was born again. My life changed. I gave my life to Jesus. That is what South Africa needs. Salvation. South Africa needs to be born again. In the heart. How many are expecting miracles tonight? Tomorrow night is the last night. The Bible says on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up. Tomorrow night, Jesus will stand up in this campaign. Greater things are going to take place. Tonight, Jesus is here. To heal, and to take away curses have been broken tonight. Curses. Do you know what is a curse? One day, a certain woman cursed her daughter. The daughter was going to university, and she told the daughter, no matter how high you go, in the end, you will come and sell beans here.
The university.
And it came to pass, she was selling beans in the house with all the degrees. She was selling beans.
Hey.
Hey. Tonight, there are many things that shouldn't be like this, but because of the curse, it has gone like this. Tonight, by the blood of the cross, whatever curse is in your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Honestly, I don't know why somebody would not follow Jesus.
And
I cannot understand it. Because when you come to Jesus, by his stripes, you you are healed. The curse is broken. And a blessing is superimposed on you. Tonight is a night of blessings. Tonight is a night of healing. Stand on your feet, everybody. Stand up. Place your hand wherever the problem is. Whatever curse is operating in your family. Whatever curse is operating in your family, in the name of Jesus, I cut that curse off. Whatever sickness, whatever blindness, whatever deafness is operating, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be free. Some of you have been cursed by.